Hey everyone, we're back, and this time we have our WrestleMania 34 prediction show, and we're going to be going over a little scorecard here with some questions about the predictions for the matches that are coming up, and then you guys can play along at home and then see who gets the most right. So, Christina, what do you think?
I think I'm obviously going to get the most right.
Well, that remains to be seen. So we'll just get right into it right now. So if you want to go ahead and go through some of the first questions, Christina?
Sure. So for the Cruiserweight tournament finals, it's Cedric Alexander against Mustafa Ali. So do you think it will be a pin, submission, countout, or DQ?
I'm going to go with pin for this one. And the next question is, the number of aerial moves executed, plus or minus one?
I'm going to go with a lot.
A lot plus or minus one.
Maybe 10.
10?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'll go with like, I don't know, 5 or 6 or something. Match time bell to bell. It's on the pre-show. They'll probably get like, I'm going to say 12 minutes.
That's what I was going to say. All right, so I'll say 12 minutes and 30 seconds.
Oh, okay.
Price is right rules.
And who do you think is going to win?
I think Cedric Alexander is going to win.
Cedric Alexander?
Yeah.
I think Mustafa Ali, because why not? He's good.
He's good. Yeah, both of them are good, so it should be a good time.
Okay, now we have the... And obviously we don't know the match order. I guess we could do the rest of the pre-show. Let's just do the whole pre-show.
Okay. So you want to do the Women's Battle Royal?
Women's Battle Royal. They don't have everybody announced. I'm sure there will be NXT people in it, but we don't know.
The first question is the first superstar eliminated.
Well, first, let's go over some of the people that we know are in it first. So we have Sasha Banks, Natalia, Lana, Ruby Riott, your favorite, Sarah Logan, Liv Morgan, Becky Lynch, Naomi, Bailey, Mickey James, and more to be seen.
Okay.
So who's the first eliminated?
Dana Brooke? She's not in any other matches, right?
No.
Yeah, Dana Brooke, why not? Yeah. I wish it was Ruby Riott, just because of her face.
Dana Brooke's a good one, but I think in the spirit of WrestleMania and these battle royals, I'm going to go with Mandy Rose to be the first person eliminated, because she's always eliminated. She was, I think, eliminated first in the Rumble.
She was eliminated first
in the Elimination Chamber. So she'll probably be eliminated first here again. So I'm going to say Mandy Rose.
That's a good point.
Superstar with the most eliminations.
I think it would make sense that it's Natalia. I think it's probably, maybe they're going to give the push to like, I don't know, Ruby Riott or something.
Ruby Riott?
I think either Natalya or Ruby Riott. We don't know who else is in the match, so it's hard to kind of pick that one.
Mm.
I mean, what if, like, Ember Moon shows up or something?
Yeah.
Like, I think she would do well if she was in that.
Yeah. I don't know. It's hard to say. Who do I think? I don't know. What about, I could see, like, Sasha or something getting a lot.
Ugh.
Like, a lot might only be, like, 3. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, it doesn't
true.
Mean it's not like there's going to be 15.
I know. I just... No. Just no.
Last superstar eliminated? To me, it's either going to be, like...
Bailey or Sasha at the end.
Right?
Because
that's the only feud going into this.
Yep.
So...
Next question.
Well, the next question. Does Bailey eliminate Sasha? Well, I guess that'll kind of answer it.
I think yes. I think Bailey's going to eliminate Sasha. It's going to lead into her amazing heel turn, and about time, because her character is stale.
Well, who's amazing heel turn?
Bailey's.
Bailey?
Yes.
Bailey won't be healed by eliminating Sasha.
Why not?
She's getting her revenge.
Yeah, but still.
Sasha should be the one to eliminate Bailey. Bailey, for once again, should be foolish and trust Sasha. And Sasha should eliminate her again.
She's not going to be foolish, though.
Or, like, she'll eliminate her by, like,
attack her from the back. She's going to do, like, a cheap move to eliminate her. I think it's Bailey's time. Yes.
No, I think Sasha's going to win.
I don't want Sasha to win. I really don't. I don't want her to win at all.
So Bayley will not eliminate Sasha because Sasha is going to eliminate Bayley. Number of NXT superstar entrants.
3.
I hope, like, at least the iconic duo are in it. You know what I mean? Like,
I think that they'll be in it and Ember Moon. So I'm going to go with 3.
Okay. That's good. I'll say 2. Now we have the men's battle royal. Again, we could go over everyone that they've announced. But basically, like, here are some of the names. Dolph Ziggler, Baron Corbin, Mojo Rawley, Tyler Breeze, Fandango, Ty Dillinger, Dash Wilder, Dawson, The Broken, Matt Hardy, Goldust, Heath Slater, Rhino, Zack Ryder, and more to be announced, I'm sure.
Actually, they did just announce that Elias is going to be in the Battle Royal, which is a complete ripoff, and I'm very upset.
Hmm. Okay, so who do you think's going to win?
I think that it is either going to be a returning superstar, whether it's, I don't know, Jeff, Bray, what's his name? Big Cass, one of them, somebody returning. Or if we go with the people that we know, Elias.
Elias?
Yes.
First superstar eliminated?
Zack Ryder. Sorry, Zack Ryder. No, actually, you know what?
What?
It's probably going to be one of the Brazangos. Whichever one.
I could see, like...
like Tyler Breeze or something.
Like, yeah. Or, like, Dash Wilder or you know, somebody like that.
Maybe, yeah.
You know? Someone they don't really care about.
That's so mean.
Superstar with the most eliminations?
Corbin.
Baron Corbin? Yeah, that's probably a good bet. I'll pick the same. Last superstar eliminated?
Corbin.
Corbin? You know who I think is going to win, actually? Matt Hardy.
I think Matt Hardy... he seems
like the only one they've, like...
been pushing?
Yeah, kind of. When he was, like, caressing the statue.
He could win unless Jeff comes back, wins it, and then that starts the whole, like, how he's, like, a fame hog and whatever.
A spot monkey?
Yes. Exactly. So I think Jeff is going to come back. Jeff is going to end up winning it. And then it's going to start this Matt and Jeff... Brother Nero thing.
Mm.
And it'll be wonderful.
Number of NXT superstar entrants.
I don't know. 2.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of like who they would even put in there. Maybe like No Way Jose and you know what I mean?
Like, No Way Jose would be okay. I think it's going to be a lot more 205 Live guys versus NXT guys. If they're going to fill the card, they're going to fill it with them.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe, yeah, they'll have, like...
So they'll have, like, Gentleman Jack.
Yeah, yeah,
and,
yeah,
like, all those guys
yeah.
will be in the Battle Royal instead.
Okay, so now we're going on to the main card now. So let's start with the SmackDown Tag Team Title Triple Threat Match. The Usos versus the New Day versus your favorite, the Bludgeon Brothers.
I love them.
So let's just start off. Who's going to win?
I'm going to give it to the Bludgeon Brothers. Why not?
Okay, Bludgeon. I'm going to say the Usos.
The Usos would be a good choice, but if they want to kind of change it up from Usos against New Day all the time, then they kind of need to throw in...
For me, it's like, champions. I think they're going to keep the Usos as the champions, and then they're going to do the draft thing soon, the little lottery shakeup, whatever. And that's how the New Day will get... I mean, the Usos will get their new opponents. Like, yeah, I mean, true. They never really face the Bludgeon Brothers one-on-one. Which, like, they could do that until they do the shakeup. But I think once they do the shakeup, then I think it's better to have the Usos as the champions with the new teams coming in trying to face them rather than, like, New Day.
Yeah, I just don't want it to be the New Day. So
plus, I like the Usos better.
Well, I like the Usos also. They're amazing. It just doesn't make sense to, like, build up the Bludgeon Brothers for them to lose in their first title opportunity, that's all.
Well, they don't have to lose. They could just not win. Because it's triple threat.
Not winning is losing.
Mm. Pin or submission?
Pin.
Pin. Who takes the fall?
Xavier Woods.
Xavier?
Is he the one that's wrestling?
Well, we don't know.
Oh. Well, whoever. So either Xavier or Kofi. then.
Or Big E, might as well say. Who makes the fall? I still don't even know who they are.
So if it's Jimmy, I think if it's the Usos, it's going to be Jimmy. If it's the Bludgeon Brothers, it's going to be Harper.
Number of folding tables destroyed. I don't know why that's even a question on here. Do they use a lot of tables?
I don't know. Two. Maybe two.
No, I don't even think one.
Why? Why not? There could be one.
What?
It's a triple threat match. They can do whatever they want.
But why does there have to be a table?
There's always tables. The Dudleys just got inducted
into the Hall of Fame. Okay, I'll say one.
Because the Dudleys just got inducted into Hall of Fame. So they're going to do a table spot at some point with a tag team. It's going to happen.
Will Francesca be used as a weapon?
Is Francesca still around?
Yeah.
Well,
Francesca number five, or whatever she is. Yes. Now. All right, yeah.
Why not? She needs a WrestleMania moment, too.
Okay, so what's our next match, Christina?
So our next match is the United States Fatal 4-Way. So, happy Rusev Day, by the way, everyone. So, Randy Orton versus Bobby Roode versus Jinder Mahal and versus Rusev. I was going to read who they're with. So, obviously, Aiden English and one of the Singh brothers. Who is it? Sunil? That's with them right now? Which one's injured?
I forget.
I don't know. Anyway, one of them will be at ringside as well.
Hopefully both. Maybe they'll be both on there. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Maybe he's recovered from his surgery. Who knows? Anyway. So
he's going to win the Andre Battle Royal, the other brother.
So, who's going to win? I think it's going to be Rusev.
I think if they want to have a big WrestleMania moment pop, Rusev will win.
It has to be Rusev. If Randy wins,
that's Randy wins, that's like okay for like casual, like, you know, like everybody, like, I know some people don't, but for the most part, people like Randy, so, like, Randy will get cheered if he wins.
Yeah.
Bobby Roode is, like, you know, like, he has his fans, like, people will cheer him. Like, his entrance will be over like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I hope they have something big for it. Jinder will be, obviously, the lowest reaction.
Well, he'll be the heel reaction, right?
Yeah. But if Rusev wins, like, that crowd will pop, like, you'll never hear a pop.
Yeah.
So, I think if they want to just have that, like, that could open, if that opens the show and Rusev wins, like, you're on to a great start.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you'll be, like, people will be really looking forward to, like, the rest of the show.
Mm-hmm.
If it kind of, like, you already feel like, oh, you know, like, I wish they would have done that right from the start. It's just not right. So, I think the smartest thing to do, not because of any storyline or anything, but the smartest thing to do would be Rusev.
I think it has to be Rusev. Any other option is not nearly in the same league. So Rusev for the win. On Rusev Day.
Okay, will he win on with a pin or submission?
Oh my god, he has to win by submission. It has to happen. Hopefully he like knocks out Jinder when he does the accolade and he just like passes out. Remember when people used to just pass out like Cena? Amazing. So good.
Who takes the fall?
Jinder? Apparently.
See, but to me, he should make Orton tap out or pass out, because not only will it be a big moment for Rusev to win, but it'll be bigger because of who he's beating in the match.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously, if he beats Jinder, I'm still going to be cheering like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But if he beats Orton, it's even a bigger win.
I know, but Orton's still a babyface.
Exactly.
I know, but Rusev is kind of Rusev transcends.
Rusev transcends heel and babyface. That's true. How over he is.
He's the most over person.
Like, if you think about it, he's a heel, and everywhere you go, you hear Rusev Day, Rusev Day, like for a heel.
That's because every day is Rusev Day.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. Are they going to use weapons? Only those that would normally cause DQ. So like steps and stuff doesn't count, or like going through an announce table, chairs.
I don't think so.
Ring bell.
I don't think so. I think that the so the next question is, does the Singh brother or both Singh brothers interfere or cause a distraction?
Yeah,
I think
that's 100%.
That's going to happen. They're going to kick them out.
Well, whatever. If Aiden English is there, he might beat up Sunil.
I just want to hear him
say. Orton might do his little, like, backflip of doom to him and, like, break their neck, you know? And laugh because he's like, I can't believe I just murdered that guy. He's like, oh man, do you remember that?
That was hilarious.
It's like, good lord, he just murdered that man.
He couldn't stop laughing. So, women's singles match, Charlotte Flair versus Asuka. So I have to go off on this a little bit. First of all, Asuka just won the mixed tag challenge thing with Miz. She's undefeated for 17 years, whatever her streak is. It feels like forever. I do not want her to win this match. I want Charlotte to win. I want Asuka to lose. I want the streak to be killed at WrestleMania. If they killed the Undertaker's streak, they can kill hers too. And that's that.
They should have had her face Brock.
Ugh.
So, you want Charlotte to win?
I want Charlotte to win.
But who
I
do
want
you think will win? This is about predictions, not wants.
This is about throwing out positive energy into the universe and manifesting my desire for Asuka to lose. So, I want and I need and I believe in Charlotte Flair.
I think the streak actually holds Asuka back because, like, I've never seen a match that she's in where I was like, oh no, are they going to beat it? Like, I haven't had that feeling of suspense that, like, oh man, she might lose. Because, like, I honestly, like, don't really care for it that much. It's not like the Undertaker streak or anything, right?
Yeah, we're not invested.
Or like Goldberg's in WCW where it was like, oh my God, you know? So, I think getting the streak off Asuka will make her matches more exciting. Because maybe she'll win, maybe she'll lose. Like there's always that chance. Where I feel like right now, the way they're pushing it, it's like, there's no way.
Well, she's also fighting randoms most of the time. So, like, do I really think Dana Brooke is going to end her streak? No.
Why not? She's the accountant for Titus Worldwide. She crunches numbers. She calculated how to defeat Asuka. She just... yeah, her numbers sure, are number off a little. Off,
yeah, her calculation is slightly...
Her calculator battery... died, so right. It wasn't working properly, but...
Of course, my bad. So anyway, do you think that Charlotte is going to defeat Asuka by pin, submission, countout, or DQ?
Oh, if whoever wins this... If Asuka wins, it's submission. If Charlotte wins, she's going to win by pin. She's going to use natural selection. Like, I don't see Asuka tapping out.
No, I agree.
That It'll be sense. Like a surprise, like, caught her off guard...
That needs to happen.
Stun win.
Even if it was like a roll-up, I'd be satisfied with that. Like, I just want her to lose. Mm. I do. I want her to lose.
Number of finishers executed, plus or minus one.
Three? Yeah.
Well, they're for sure going to at least put their submissions on them once.
Yeah.
At least.
Yeah.
And then, like, if there's a natural selection.
Now, you know how
like,
sometimes...
Asuka's finish, her, like, attack finisher is just, like, the kicks and stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, kick to the head and things like that.
Yeah. But, like, you know when sometimes they, like... So, say she puts her in a figure eight, and then she'll, like, roll, and then she, like, rolls her back into a figure eight? Is that two?
No, it's just one.
Okay, yeah. So, then three.
Okay.
Carmella.
Will Carmella cash in during the match?
No. I think she's going to cash in after.
I'd like to see her win.
It would be cool.
I like when they cash in and win.
It would be kind of interesting if Asuka
it's the first
beat
one.
Her, but it would be kind of cool if Asuka beat Charlotte and then Carmella came and, like, cashed in.
Like, attacked her with the briefcase and beat her?
Yes, and then ruined the streak. So she won the match and then she lost the streak. Either way, Asuka has to lose.
I like that idea of, like, cashing in after on the undefeated person and beating the undefeated person.
Yeah, that makes it so much better.
It's like she robbed the streak from her.
Yes! I love it. That needs to happen.
That's a good one. I mean, it's not like Carmella's the greatest by any means.
Who cares?
I like her.
She can lose it the next night. I don't care.
But I think because it's the first women's Money in the Bank, they should have it like the person wins so that they could say every person who's ever had this won. You know what I mean?
Well, not only that, though. There was all that drama like with Ellsworth and whatever when she first won it. So like, make it count. Like, to have her lose, but to have her win at Mania would just be amazing. That needs to happen.
All right, so we're going to go over to the Raw side now.
Okay.
And let's talk about the Raw Tag Team Championship match. Sheamus and Cesaro, The Bar, versus Braun Strowman and his mystery partner. Now, let's just get right into the question. Who is Braun Strowman's partner? And... no one is acceptable.
Okay.
As an answer.
No one is acceptable as an answer?
You can say no one.
But I thought that they weren't going to let him have the match.
Well, maybe, you know, things will happen and it's just there's no one.
So there's a few rumors. I personally wanted it to be Elias, but obviously now we got Rob because he's in the Battle Royal, which is stupid. So some rumors that I heard were Big Cass, since he has been cleared for like a month. It could be Kane. It could be Big Show. I don't think he's going to pick a little guy. So it's got to be somebody. Oh, and then you had a good one.
Who did I say?
Samoa Joe.
Oh, yeah. Samoa Joe. Yeah, you're right. We were talking yesterday about that. Yeah, I think Samoa Joe would be a good team. Like a good, like strong, like, man, like what a team.
That'd be selection. A scary team.
And also one that's not like boring. Like yeah. If Big Cass comes out, you know, Bray Wyatt, because who's Bray Wyatt anymore?
They can't tag him with Bray Wyatt. He was part of the Wyatt family. That would just be going backwards.
Yeah.
I think that Joe is the best choice.
Or are we going to see Braun Strowman again?
Braun Strowman is my favorite WWE superstar.
At the Hall of Fame, there was a clip from like the red carpet or something. I don't know if it was on actually the network or just like someone on their phone. And Strowman was getting an interview and he saw Kurt Hawkins, and he's like, oh, hey, Kurt, from far. He's like, you want another big break? And then Kurt Hawkins ran away.
That's awesome. He's funny. I think Braun Strowman's amazing.
Okay, so who's going to win?
Braun Strowman's team,
100%. Has to 1,000%.
Yeah, the bar has to lose.
Pin, submission, count out, DQ, pin.
Yeah, pin.
Unless it's Joe, it could be a submission.
If he does a coquina clutch. Yes, but I think that they have to give the push to Braun Strowman, don't they? Don't they? He always loses big matches, though. It's very irritating. Mm. He gets added into all these like triple threats and like fatal four ways and stuff, and then he loses. So he needs to do his move, cradle them all cute the way he hugs them before he drops them. He's very protective of everybody, and he needs to take the pin.
Did you say Braun Strowman's cute?
He's not cute. The way he does his move is cute.
So Braun Strowman makes the fall?
Yeah.
Who takes the fall?
Cesaro,
okay. I'm going to say Sheamus, because why not?
So next up, we've got the Intercontinental Triple Threat match. So The Miz with The Miztourage versus Seth Rollins versus Finn Balor.
Who's going to win?
Oh, man.
Now, let me tell you something here.
Oh, no.
Miz is on the verge of becoming the longest reigning overall Intercontinental Champion in history.
How close is he?
Close. I forget how close. It's like weeks, if anything.
They're not going to take that away from him.
So he's close. And he could always win another one. But I mean...
But he's... Oh, like, so is it adding is like, all yeah, together? Oh,
total
okay.
reign time?
Not just this current.
But it's close.
Okay.
Seth Rollins, if he wins... He'll become a Grand Slam champion.
Oh.
He's never had the Intercontinental title.
No.
And Finn, I mean, he's only had the Universal and NXT. So for him, that'll just be something new.
The thing is, though, that Finn needs something. Like, he won the Universal Championship, first ever Universal Champion, just to get injured in the same night and have to forfeit the title. And he hasn't had anything since. So, like, I feel like he has the most to gain by winning, because Seth doesn't need it. Like, it's cool that he'll be a Grand Slam, but, like, he doesn't need it, and Miz will win it back, obviously, because he is the greatest Intercontinental Champion of all time. Like, I really don't care. He really is. I think it's gonna go to Finn.
Finn?
Yep. I hope.
I think,
if Miz doesn't retain.
Well, you can't say that.
Okay, fine, Finn.
Finn?
Yeah.
Final answer.
Da-na-na-na.
Okay. I'm going to go with Finn as well.
Good. Good choice.
Although, here's my other thing.
Oh, no. I'm not good with this stuff.
And I think I'm going to change my pick to Seth. Not because... I want him, you know, if it were up to me, I would want him just Miz to retain, personally. But I think Seth will win, because he's undefeated at WrestleMania. He's like 3-0.
He's undefeated at WrestleMania?
Oh, wait, no, he's not. He lost to Randy. Never mind. Finn's going to win. I forgot about the Randy match. I was thinking the Brock with Roman, the Shield with New Age Outlaws and Kane or whatever, and then Triple H. But I forgot Orton beat him, so Finn's going to win. Erase that idea.
I just had a thought about the Braun Strowman match. Hear me out.
It's not Dean.
No, that's what I was going to say.
He's not clear. He wasn't even at the Hall of Fame.
Maybe they're keeping him off.
He's been getting all his appearances canceled because he's not cleared. He's going to be back
in like six months. Yeah. I was so excited about my brilliant idea. I was so excited about my brilliant idea because the bar is who hurt him in the storyline.
Like, if Dean were to come out, and, you know, you can't ever say never when it comes to WWE, it could 100% be Dean. And you'll be screaming, saying, I told you. And I'll say, yeah, you're right.
Yep. Could be. Just like John Cena at the Royal Rumble.
But based on what they've been saying, all his appearances and stuff have been canceled. Yeah, all his auto shows and everything. Like, and like, not like from months ago, from like a week ago.
But maybe they're canceling it because they're trying to give him more time for like physiotherapy and stuff. Like extra training
time. It could be. But what I believe is that he really... is still hurt.
Yeah, because I read some report that like there was like some sort of major setback and he might have to have another surgery or something.
Oh, well then there you go.
But I don't remember where I read that.
And right. He's not like a Cena where it's like, oh, like, yeah, they say 6 months, but he'll be back next week. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He doesn't seem like he's that.
But it would be cool.
And I don't feel like he has the motivation to rehab as much as like Cena or Seth.
No, of course not.
You know what I mean? Yeah. He's kind of lazy, that guy.
All right, so I'll go back to my original agreement of Samoa Joe. Okay. Anywho.
Now.
Wait.
Who, is it a pin or a submission for the Intercontinental title match?
Pin. I think for any of them it would be a pin.
Who takes the fall?
Not The Miz.
Not The Miz?
No.
Why, so that he can say he never lost or something? Yeah. Are they going to use weapons?
No.
Miz Taraj removed their ban from ringside?
Absolutely. That's fun. That's like the best part of having like an escort or whatever to the ring is for them to get kicked out.
Yeah. I think they can get kicked out. That'd be fun. I don't think they can use weapons either. Well, I think Miz might use the belt. So I'm going to say yeah. Miz is going to try and use the belt to, like, hit
Seth. Oh, yeah, he could try to use the belt, but I don't think... It all depends.
Does Finn Balor come out as the demon?
God, I hope so.
I don't think so.
I miss the demon, though.
Because every time they did have the demon with him, which has only been, like, twice, they always hyped up his demon appearances with video packages. So I don't think that he's just going to come out randomly as it.
But he could come out as the demon for Mind Games. Like, he's been doing these weekly matches with Seth, blah, 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 whatever, all kinds of things. And then instead of them getting Finn Balor, the guy I've been having matches with for the past 6 weeks, well, it feels like that long, he comes out as the demon. So they're all like, oh,
unless, that's different. Unless, like, during the show, they have, like, a coming up next type, or, like, soon to come, and then it's like I'm standing near with Seth, and then like during like a Seth backstage interview, there's like a, you know, like a symbol or something that like appears on the screen that kind of lets everyone know that it's the demon, not
listen,
or to be like, you know, they're outside Finn Balor's locker room and they're knocking on the door, and then like nobody's answering, but then like all of a sudden they see like smoke coming out of like the opening in the bottom of the door, and then they like open it or something, and there's like dark lights, and you know what I mean, like have it like where it's like they tease it
before I don't it want happens them to tease it.
Because I think if it's just like coming next Intercontinental title, and then it's like, oh, demon, and he has this stuff on, it's like, where did that come from?
But that would be more exciting. It would be better for it to be a complete surprise, or especially if... because he hasn't been the demon at the last few.
Okay, here's one for you. So say they go to interview, like, Seth, right? And while Seth's getting interviewed, you hear, like, refs going, like, no, oh my god, what are you doing? And then they, like, cut, and it's Finn, like, he got beat up. by, like, say, the Mistourage. And then, like, the Mistourage run away. And they're like, oh, no, he'd be able to compete. And then, like, they show him and he's looking, like, really mad and angry. And then he's the demon. And they can film it, like, earlier in the day.
So they have to, because it takes them, like, some, like, 6 hours in order to get all the paint. He has to. It's WrestleMania. Sorry, it's Mania. Like, it has to happen. Please come out as the demon. Please.
All right, then we have the Raw Women's Championship match. Alexa Bliss with Mickie James defending against Nia Jax.
Nia's my girl. Nia's my pick. Win. Yep. I think she's going to win.
She'll probably win.
I hope she wins. I think that would be cool for her. Because she's never won anything.
Yeah, she'll probably win just for, like, positivity.
Yeah.
I think I'd like to see Alexa. You know, since Alexa's been on the main roster, every single month that she's been on the main roster, every month
she's
had a championship.
Yeah, it's
there's time. Only been like a period of like 20 days or something that she didn't have a title. And it was when she lost the SmackDown and then when she came over to Raw, that gap of losing and then coming to Raw and beating Bayley, there was only like 26 days or something, like really short. And every other time she's been champion. And you know what? It's been amazing.
Listen, I like Alexa. She's probably my favorite out of all the women. However, I think it's Nia's time.
Yeah, Nia will probably
win. It'll make it interesting.
Hmm. Okay, so if Nia wins, pin, submission, count out, DQ.
Pin.
Will Mickie James do interference or distraction?
Absolutely.
Match time longer than 5 minutes, bell to bell?
No. I don't know.
Yeah, they're going to do like a lot of running around
at the beginning. Yeah, because Alexa will be running away from her as far as she can because she won't want her to touch her. But I think once Nia gets a hold of her, it'll be a short match.
Yeah.
So it just depends on how much running Alexa does beforehand.
Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be longer than 5 minutes.
Maybe it'll be like 7.
Yeah. And then we got two other matches here before we talk about the championship matches. We have two big tag team matches. Let's start with the SmackDown side.
Okay.
We have Yes versus Yep. Daniel Bryan.
So excited.
And Shane O'Mac versus Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. Who wins? And let me remind you.
Yeah, the stipulation.
If Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn win, they're back. If they lose, they're fired for good.
So here's what I think is going to happen. I think that Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn are going to be employed this week. So whether it's that they lose and they get hired on by Raw, or there's some sort of a heel turn on the Team Yes side, I think that they're going to be employed. I think that Daniel Bryan and Shane McMahon win, because I don't think they're going to make Daniel Bryan lose in a WrestleMania that he was never going to be in. Like, I don't think Daniel Bryan's going to lose in a WrestleMania that he never thought he'd be in. Like, he never thought he was going to wrestle again. So are they going to really steal that from him? 3 years of him trying to get cleared?
No. But it's not like he's getting it beaten by Roman. He's going to be losing to people that people like. Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn.
But it'll put heat on them because everyone wants Daniel Bryan to win. It's just like everyone wanted Daniel Bryan to get in the Rumble.
Okay, but
it's not Rey Mysterio's fault that WWE didn't want to put him in the Rumble. Do you know what I mean? So it's not Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn's fault if they beat him because WWE said so.
But the thing with Daniel Bryan is the excitement of Daniel Bryan is the hardship that he has to go through, the losses. So that his wins pay off huge.
I know, but so his win...
They could easily have...
payoff...
They could easily have Shane attack Daniel Bryan.
Well, I was thinking Shane might heel turn.
I think Shane 100% is going
to
turn heel.
He has to turn heel.
And he's going to side with Owens and Zayn.
Yeah.
And you'll get that sympathy on Daniel Bryan. If Daniel Bryan just wins right away, yeah, like you don't get that... super good feel moment, but I mean, it's just a tag team match. There's not like titles on the line, so I don't really need a good feel moment. The good feel moment is the fact that he's walking down the ramp in wrestling gear. That's the good feel moment.
See, the thing is that if Kevin and Sammy win, Shane has to turn heel.
100% Shane's turning heel.
If Shane does not turn heel, then Daniel Bryan and Shane have to win. Because it's just not right. Like, I know what you're saying about the whole sympathy thing, because that's true. He is the one that's always, like, the... You know, he's always fighting to, like, to get stuff and all the obstacles come in his way or whatever. But, like, he's not just going to lose a clean match. No. Not that it would be clean with Kevin and Sami anyway, but no.
Okay, so I think Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn are going to win 100%.
With a Shane McMahon...
Shane McMahon heel turn.
Yeah.
Not necessarily that Shane is turning to join them, but he's just turning on Daniel Bryan.
Well, they've been fighting for weeks. Now they can actually do something about it.
Who makes the fall? It's going to be probably, like, Sami Zayn. I could see Sami having, like, that kind of scummy smile while he's, like, beating Daniel Bryan. And I guess Kevin, too, but I just see Sami winning.
It'd be cool for Sami to win, because Kevin is the more, like, expected choice.
Mm. So. Who takes the fall? Daniel Bryan. 100% is losing this match. His shoulders are being pinned to the mat. I'll put $5 on the line.
This is devastating. Ugh. Fine.
Highest object Shane jumps from, just top rope.
Yeah, I don't think there's going to be a lot of that stuff.
Maybe top rope, like, to the outside. Maybe ring to, like, table. The,
yeah.
But he's really hurt, like, for real, though.
No, he has, oh my god,
he has a hernia that needs to be repaired.
Yeah, and he also was in the hospital because he had an infection. I can't remember diverticulitis. What it's called. Yes, thank you.
But, like, for real, he has to have surgery still on his hernia.
Yeah, so he's not, like, going
to
be doing
they're just jumps. Clearing him for this show and then, like, just to get through it, and yeah. Then he's going to be gone. Number of finishers executed, probably just, I don't know, like three, maybe.
I'll say four.
Four, one each, maybe. Shane and Bryan fight each other 100%.
Yes, I agree.
Maybe not fight each other, but, like...
There's going to be Shane an attack, whether it's an accidental attack and then there's a turn. Like, Daniel bumps into him and Shane just loses it and attacks him and then walks away.
Yeah.
And then Daniel gets attacked. Maybe that'll be how it works.
I'm excited to see this match because I feel like there's some opportunity for cool moments like turns and shenanigans.
It's going to be crazy and I'm probably going to cry the whole time.
Yeah. Kurt Angle. Mm-hmm. Teaming with Ronda Rousey.
Yep.
Versus Triple H. Mm-hmm. And Stephanie McMahon in a mixed tag team match. Who's going to win?
Kurt and Ronda. Yep. For sure. And Ronda's going to pin Stephanie. It'd be kind of cool if Ronda pinned Triple H.
Yeah, I could...
But that's not allowed.
If what?
It's not allowed.
No.
But it would be cool if she could. Because she could, like...
Mixed tag means no matter who's in, it has to be that gender.
Yeah, I know. But what I'm saying is, like, because she could take him, it would be kind of neat. But I think that Stephanie's going to take
him. Yeah, 100%. Ronda's going to flip her.
Yeah.
Or flip him.
Yeah, oh yeah, for sure. She's going to definitely attack him, for sure.
Maybe a suplex or something.
Yeah.
Okay, so if Ronda wins, is she going to pin or is she going to make Stephanie tap out?
She's going to make her tap.
She's been saying she's going to rip her arm out every week.
She has to make her tap, 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 tap. It would be so cool.
Who makes the fall? Ronda.
Yeah.
Who takes the fall?
Stephanie.
Cross-gender moves. Absolutely. Yeah, we were just talking about that.
Yeah, that's for sure going to happen. Yeah, it'd be kind of cool if, like, Kurt, like, went to attack Steph, though. He doesn't actually do it. And then Triple H runs in, and then Ronda comes in, and then attacks Triple H and, like, body slams him or whatever. That'd be unreal. That's the sequence.
Hmm. Okay, I hope it comes true for you. Now we have our two world title matches.
We're going to start with Raw.
Well, actually, one is for the whole universe.
Yeah, let's start with the universe.
Let's start with the universe. Yeah. The fate of the universe.
Yep.
The Beast Incarnate Brock Lesnar.
Ugh.
With Paul Heyman.
Mm-hmm.
Versus the big dog, Roman Reigns.
It's the big dog's yard. Roman for the win! Yay! Roman has to win. He has to win. I'm so sick of Lesnar. I, like, hate him. Like, the thought that he even, like, has the belt, like, boils my blood.
Hmm.
He needs to lose. I'm sick of him. Leave. Go to UFC. Enjoy your career and your hostility and your lack of people skills. And get out of WWE. Stop hoarding the belt. See you later. Bye. Give it to the big dog. It's Big Dog's time. How dare you? You're going to say Brock. How dare you? I can tell.
I think Brock should win.
What? What? No. We're not. No. No. How? Why? This is horrible. How could you? I feel betrayed. I actually feel betrayed right now.
Because he's Brock.
Because New Day rocks. Anyway, because he's Brock. I don't care that he's Brock. He can go hug Dana White and then leave. He's wearing that stupid UFC shirt a few weeks ago. See you, bye. I'm tired of him. I actually hate him. He's defended the belt how often since last WrestleMania? Twice?
Yeah, but every match he's in is good.
He sucks.
He had a 5-star match with Goldberg.
That was Goldberg carrying him.
At Mania last year.
He was a 50-year-old man that carried that match.
It was a 5-minute match. It was the best 5-minute match I've ever seen.
Yes, but, well, that's because we wanted Goldberg to lose. Because we
speak for yourself.
Listen, I wanted Goldberg to lose because he took the belt from Kevin Owens and I was mad. Because I knew they were only giving it to him in order to give it to Lesnar. But still, I hate Brock.
No, I hate him. I just feel like with Roman, it's just going to be, like, obviously Brock's not setting the world on fire with his appearances lately. But, man, I just can't get behind Roman as the champion.
He no-showed at Raw.
Because
we went to Raw in Detroit, and there was no-shows like crazy. Ronda didn't show up, even though apparently she wasn't supposed to. But whatever, we were lied to. Brock didn't show up. We had the worst Raw of all time. And I blame Brock Lesnar. I really do.
I would just rather see somebody beat Brock that isn't named Roman Reigns.
Listen, Roman can win and then lose.
Yeah, but it's already not as good because.
But aren't you behind what he's been saying? Like on every week, he's like, "Oh, like your champion didn't show up to work today. Is he gonna get in trouble?" Like,
yeah,
that's legit.
They're trying to just get you to be behind Roman.
I am behind Roman.
Oh my god, it's working. Oh my god, what a mark! Oh my god, what a mark! What a loser.
Listen.
Vince is actually smiling down now.
Hi, Vince. How are you?
Okay, so if you think Roman's going to win, pin submission. Roman only does pin.
Yeah.
Number of German suplexes. I'm going to say at least like 15.
I was going to say.
Plus or minus one.
Let's go 16.
Number of Superman punches. Well, he just did 4 85. On Raw. There's going to be at least another 4.
I think
they're gonna redo the whole. They're gonna do the whole spot again from Mania 31 with 3 Superman
punches,
2 spears.
They had a good match, but they had a good match at WrestleMania 31.
It only got good when Roman was doing his like big comeback. Then people were like, "Oh man!" Like they were booing obviously because they thought, "Oh, for sure Roman's gonna win." But then when Brock kicked out, and then he hit the F5 after, and people were kind of being like, "Oh man, this match actually is really good."
And then
Seth came out.
And then the greatest cash-in of all time.
So there is... No, don't get me wrong. There is definitely potential for a good match here. There's no question about it. But they have to do the match right so that it doesn't get booed for being obvious.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because if it's just like Roman out of nowhere suddenly is like...
If Roman's getting beat up the entire time and then suddenly like has his big comeback and wins... Boring.
Yeah.
I want Roman to start the match with a spear.
I was just thinking that. I want Roman to start the match with momentum, then lose the momentum, and then gain it back.
And still lose.
No! He's gonna win. Will either superstar bleed? Yes.
Brock both. Will probably bleed.
Roman will bleed from the mouth. Every time. Every time.
He'll bleed from the mouth.
Yep.
Match time, bell to bell.
I don't think this is gonna be very long. I really don't. I don't know. 9 minutes.
I'm going to say 16 minutes.
I don't think it's going to even go that long. Brock can't go that long.
Because Brock
does... He has no cardio.
Brock does the slow beat down, though. Like, he'll be, like, German and then, like, stand over you for 10, 20 seconds, pick you up again.
He wastes time.
So that adds to the length.
I guess. Before we get to the final match...
Well,
that's
maybe,
what I mean.
Maybe the final match.
We need to discuss...
No.
Yes.
That's our final match.
Oh, okay.
Are you kidding me? Okay.
Fine.
Perhaps the most anticipated match of the night.
Perhaps.
Is for the WWE title, which is the best kind of hype you want. you want your most hyped match to be for your biggest title.
Do you, though? Because your Universal Champion doesn't show up and defend it. Go Roman Reigns. Yay.
Shinsuke Nakamura.
Yes.
Challenging the phenomenal AJ Styles.
I love him.
For the WWE Championship.
Can we just talk about how they could have a hair versus hair match?
Yeah. Here's my first question. This isn't on our scorecard here. Is this, before it even happens, is this match of the night?
Yes. 100%. No match is going to touch it. No match is going to touch this match. Nothing.
Who's going to win?
Shinsuke. I'm so sorry, AJ. But rumor has it AJ's going to Raw, so it makes sense for him to drop it. I think Shinsuke should win. I do.
Yeah, Shinsuke will win.
Yep.
AJ
can handle the loss. He won at Mania. He had his moment already, so give it to Shinsuke.
Yeah, Shinsuke will win. I feel like he needs to because, like, he already lost to Jinder when they had the title match, like, 3 times.
I know.
So, like, man, if he loses another one, it's like there's nothing. Like, you can't win.
But losing to Jinder is not the same as losing to AJ Styles.
That match should have never even happened if he wasn't going to win.
Yeah.
Pin, submission, count out.
Kinshasa. Pin.
Number of finishers executed.
Four. Plus or minus one.
Number of violinists in Nakamura entrance.
Oh, God.
Is like, he just going to have, is he just going to have the one guy?
It's way cooler. Is it New Orleans is indoor or outdoor stadium?
It's a
arena.
It's a dome, so it's closed. I don't know if the roof opens. I don't think so. I think it's closed.
So they don't need as many. I'm going to say that there's going to be more than one.
Well, it's number of violins plus or minus one.
Four.
No, I think it's either going to be like one or like 20. 100. Like, it's not going to be four. It's going to be one or like 20.
Fine.
For sure, though, I think that one guy that he's had a few times.
Oh, he has to. That guy's amazing. Guy's like actually amazing.
Okay. Now, there's one match that today has been hyped on Instagram and Twitter. They even had a picture of Cena. Spoiler, it's about Cena. About having a picture of Cena looking out like into the city with a Undertaker bat signal in the sky.
It's legit.
And it says, will he picture. Answer the call?
Yes, he will. But it will not be the Undertaker of old. No, 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 my friends. A newly inducted Hall of Famer, Mr. Kid Rock, is going to sing his song live. And we're going to see someone great. Who are we going to see?
So, here's my first question.
You didn't answer my question. Who are you going to see?
You're going to see me.
Oh, Lord.
Okay. You're going to see me marking out. Is this match happening?
Yes. This match has to happen.
It's going
to
be a match?
I don't want it to just be a segment. I really don't. I don't want him to come out and be like, oh, I'm going to challenge you in a year. Boring. I want it now. I've been waiting for weeks. You didn't come out in Detroit. Very disappointed. Almost had a heart attack. You didn't come out in any other shows after that. It's happening. It's happening.
I think that the way that they're doing this, like, obviously he's going to be there. Because they wouldn't put that much time into it for nothing.
However, Cena's segments have been gold.
Yeah, he's doing his really good job.
He has sold the entire show without anyone else there. Like, he's sold this match. Like, I'm so invested in this match right now. Incredible.
I think the fact that it's like, we know what's happening, but we don't know that it's happening, but we know it's happening. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It just makes it that much more exciting to see The Undertaker. Like, even if he comes out and he's the dead man, you know what I mean? He doesn't have to be American Badass, whatever. He can come out and be the dead man. and it'll still be cool because it feels like it wasn't supposed to happen and he just showed up.
I know, but I think it would be cooler if he did not come out as the dead man. Only because, like, especially with Kid Rock getting inducted, sorry, that, like, totally, like, won it over for me. This wasn't even my original idea. I heard this, like, this the night that Kid Rock got introduced, I think, is when everyone was like, okay, this is what's going to happen. And I want it to happen.
Okay. So, we have Undertaker versus Cena.
Yes.
Who's going to win?
Undertaker.
Undertaker?
Yep.
Pin, submission, DQ.
Maybe it'll be a double count out just to make everyone upset. I think that it doesn't make sense to bring him back to lose. Like, if he had his retirement match, quotation marks, last year against Roman, which is probably why you don't want Roman to win.
Roman blamed himself for that match. He said the quality wasn't good because of him, not because of Undertaker.
Well, of course it wasn't.
He said he was buried under the pressure and he didn't deliver like he thought he would.
I didn't think it was that bad. I don't really remember. I think that if he comes back, he's going to come back and win. And end on a win.
Will the Undertaker have... This is very important. You might not have even thought of it. Will he be wearing a bandana?
Absolutely. What do you mean? Of course he's going to be wearing a bandana.
He doesn't have to.
He has to. It's a necessary thing. It's a must. He has to. He has to come down with the motorcycle, go around the ring while Cena's cutting a promo or whatever. Cena's sitting in the crowd all bent out of shape. And then all of a sudden the lights go off and Cena stands up and then he like comes down with the motorcycle and drives around the ring and then
yeah,
gets
how
in
are they
and goes, get in boy or whatever.
Yeah, how are they
and
gonna,
then like smashes him.
How are they gonna like set it up? Like is Cena gonna come into the ring and just talk about like...
Maybe he'll say like,
what a great show, here's our attendance for tonight.
Yeah, they could do that.
And then like the lights go out or something.
Yeah.
I just want to hear like the, if it is the Kid Rock...
The Are You Scared
part. I want to see like the girl skipping.
Yeah.
And like, Are You Scared? And yeah, like the whole shebang.
So
and hopefully
be
because
cool.
It's hopefully because if he does a live performance of the song, then it'll be on the network. Because if you go and watch any other Undertaker moments from that era, it's all dubbed over with like either his You're Gonna Pay song or just some generic like rock song trying to pretend to be the American Badass because the copyright stuff. But if it's live, then there's no issue.
I think that, especially because Kid Rock just got inducted last night, that it would just be a cool way to kind of tie that all together. Hmm. So I think that
and he did talk about it.
He did.
How can he not?
Well, yeah.
That's the most, like, Kid Rock's done so many performances and stuff, but the most thing he ever did for wrestling was give Undertaker that song.
That song is amazing, though. That's a great song on its own. Tie the Undertaker with that. That match has to happen. If that match doesn't happen, it's going to ruin WrestleMania. It'll ruin it.
Should that be the main event? Like, if the Undertaker comes back...
It has to be the main event.
Can there be anything to follow that?
No.
Like, are they going to put Alexa Bliss and Nia Jax after that?
No. And AJ and Shinsuke, while that match is going to be, like, the match of the night in terms of what's already scheduled, I don't think that they would be able to recover
from
the buzz.
Plus, think about who's in it.
It's the
Undertaker and Cena. Like, the two, like, the biggest star of the last 25 years and his counterpart, basically.
Yeah. That has to be match of the night. If it does not happen, I'm going to...
Match of the night or main event, you mean?
Sorry, main event. Yeah, it's not going to be match
and
tonight.
Think of it like this. It's like, the show is getting late. You're like, oh man, I can't believe it. Like, they didn't actually do the match. And then it's like, you think like, yeah, it's like, Roman beats Brock. That's the end. And then all of a sudden, you think like, the night's over. Cena gets in the ring. Undertaker! Maybe he's going to call him out again. After the supposed main event.
He could. I'm curious
and really
how they're
like,
going to tie that
and
in.
And really push it. Like, really make us wait for it.
Maybe he'll, like, instead of saying, like, oh, you're the dead man and whatever, like, he'll say something else. Like, oh, I thought you were down with the devil, whatever. Like, kind of, like, play off the other character instead. I don't know. I'm curious. That's, like, that's what I want. Like, I want to see it so bad. If they don't give it to me, I'm going to be devastated. Like, that will ruin the night for me. It really will. So it has to happen. It has to.
I think the idea is in everybody's head so much that, like, that's what we're waiting for.
Yeah, so they're going to ruin it.
Is the American Badass?
It has to be.
Like, everybody's waiting for it. Like, we want it.
Yeah.
Because, like, it's been so long. He hasn't been that care. He's been the dead man since 2004 again. It's 14 years.
Oh, my God. If it needs to happen. Please make it happen. Please, please, please. That has to happen.
All right. So that pretty much is our predictions for WrestleMania, which airs on Sunday. So
we'll see who won our little contest thing. Shout out to the guys that are at WrestleMania right now. Super jealous. Well, not right now, but you're going to be there tomorrow. Super jealous that you guys are in New Orleans already. So have a great time. And mark out for The Undertaker when he comes out. And when Roman wins.
Not when Roman wins.
Roman is going to win. He has to. I hate Lesnar. Lesnar's my most hated person. He is. I hate him more than everyone. More than Sasha Banks.
All right, everyone. Enjoy WrestleMania.
Enjoy WrestleMania, guys.